In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My liturgy professor in seminary was an openly declared introvert of the highest degree. He found public life to be very energy draining. He often needed private time alone after spending the week teaching and working with students. One day he was reflecting in class on his introversion and on his life and career spent in liturgy. The liturgy, our worship, is a very public and communal thing. You could easily expect that for an introvert, this type of extroverted activity might be taxing. But he told us that for him, it was not. He said that in the liturgy, he had a role. In worship, he had a part. It was clearly defined. He knew exactly what to do. This he found to be freeing and liberating. Knowing what to do and when to do it took away any worry and anxiety. This is true for all of us. We all have our own parts, our own roles to play in our shared worship life. Today we highlight one of them, celebrating and honoring our acolytes that are graduating. These young people play an important role. They lead us in and out of the service. They elevate the gospel and help at the altar, getting our shared plate and cup ready. They are just one of many roles the people of this parish play in our worship. The Altar Guild works behind the scene, every week making sure the altar is made ready, putting out the bread and wine, polishing the silver. Our musicians lead us in hymns, uniting our voices into a harmony of praise and thanksgiving. They also make a musical offering on our behalf, creating something beautiful in response to the beauty God has created. Chalice bearers bring the sacramental blood of Jesus Christ to each of us. They help us make a shared cup, a shared sacred meal, a shared holy communion. Our readers proclaim God's holy scripture, allowing us to reflect on God's marvelous deeds and to meditate on God moving in the world today. They lead us in prayer, focusing our attention on the needs of others. Ushers greet us each Sunday morning. They guide us to the altar so that we can receive the most precious of gifts from our Heavenly Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus. And of course, there is the most important role, the most important part. You, we, the people, all of us gathered. By water and the Holy Spirit, our baptisms have made us members of the living body of Jesus Christ. It is you here today that make this worship what it is. God's people, hearing God's holy scripture, offering up your prayers, feasting together at a holy table. You who have the part of being God's people in the world, of being Christ's living body. You who have the role of being witnesses to God's transformative love and heralds of the mercy found in his gospel. One of the things we strive to achieve in our worship together is to capture a glimpse of heaven, to share with each other a foretaste of the heavenly banquet God has prepared for all of us in eternity. Each role and part we play helps to point us towards that love of God. But our worship is not just a glimpse of heaven. It is a glimpse of what our world can and should be. It is a living out of the lives of love that God has called us all to lead. It is here, when we come together, that God's love is given voice, given movement, given tangible things to see and touch, to hear and speak, to taste and eat. Each part we play here and witness others play are roles for us to live out in the world. The acolytes remind us to approach life with grace and sincerity. Our musicians to share the beauty of God's creation with others. The Altar Guild to be dedicated in our work. Chalice bearers to share in God's miracles. The readers to declare God's holy word to all people. The ushers to greet everyone with warmth and hospitality. And you, We, the gathered living body of Jesus Christ, the role we play here is the most important role to play in the world. To invite all people to be members of this mystical and sacred body, to be a living example, to be living members of God's unending and undying love for this world. Introvert and extrovert, young and old, black and white, gay and straight, conservative and liberal, here in our worship, none of those things define who you are. Because what defines you is God's love for you. And it is a love that he shares with all of his children. It is a love that is good and true. It is a love eternal and unending. It is a love that redeems sinners, heals the sick, lifts the broken from the cross, and restores it into full glory from the tomb. What defines you is God's love for you. And it is a love that through you can define this world and make it a reflection of heaven. Amen.